was your plastic horse and a paper plane. Of course you think of everything. Short in love with a long divorce and a couple of kids. Of course they don't. Living trailers with no class. Goddamn, I hope I can pass high school. Taking heartache with hard work. Goddamn, I am such a jerk. I watch of mine, and I know that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you. Eating snowflakes with plastic forks and a paper plate, of course. Short in love with a long divorce and a couple of kids, of course they don't. Living trailers with no class. Goddamn, I hope I can pass high school. Taking heartache with hard work. Goddamn, I am such a jerk. I shout that you're all fake, and you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I guess that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you.
good afternoon. This is To Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. And that was Trailer Trash by Modest Mouse from The Lonesome Crowded West, released in 1997. The past 2 days in Medford here have been very gloomy and rainy. So it's felt, I finally found an excuse to listen to sad and depressing 90s alt indie rock, like dad music. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And what better band to start it off with than Modest Mouse? They're from Seattle, which is close to my hometown in Portland, Oregon. So I enjoy their music. I've seen them live before. They're a good band. And yeah, I'm going to play another song by them from their first album. It's called Dramamine. From This Is a Long Drive with Someone for Someone with Nothing to Think About. Arguably, I would say it's their most depressing album. It's very, very sad lyrics, but good stuff. It's good stuff. So yeah, Dramamine. Here we go.
Thank you.
last traces. You were up all night when you went to bed with your darkest mind.
Doesn't seem to mean anything. doesn't seem to mean anything. One summer of suicide, another autumn of traveler's guide. He hits news twice before he dies. And every evening when he gets home to make his supper and eat it alone, his black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. And it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having. Kitchen in your chair. Sometimes he forgets that you're even there. It's just a dream he keeps having. And it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having.
Two songs from Wilco from the same album, from Summer Teeth. I think it was their... No, actually, it was definitely not their first album. It was one of their earlier albums, though. It's a great album. I really enjoy it. It's good, like, fall music, I would say. It's also, like, pretty depressing and sad. But, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of sadness to balance things out. Yeah, I'm going to keep going down our path of sad 90s singer-songwriter, like, indie music, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's not really indie. But anyways, I'm going to play some Silver Jews now because I feel like that's kind of a similar vibe. Yeah, so we're going to play Black and Brown Blues from The Natural Bridge. This is possibly my favorite Silver Jews song. It's just really catchy, and the lyrics are very good and poetic. So this is Black and Brown Blues by Silver Juice. Enjoy.
Baby, let's get dressed up. I got two pairs of shoes. Darling, you look so beautiful when your hair's all hung in jewels. And sometimes I find it really hard to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes. When I'm high on bad wings, up by the silvery moon, I think of a certain sad king trapped in his golden room. And I dream of a cold river. Jagged skies. Why don't you try and come and get me? Black and brown blue. It's raining triple sec in Chula. And the radio plays Crazy Train. There's a quadrant ball in the beehive. Hanging out in the rain. When there's trouble, I don't like running. But I'm afraid I got more in common. Gutters that the rain can run right through. But a lonely man can make a move if it can't even bring himself to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes.
That was We Could Be Looking for the Same Thing, also by Silver Jews. Great song. I actually don't know as much about the lore of this song. It's just a song that my friend put me on to. but it's from Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea from 2008. I don't know much about that album, but it's a great song. And we're about halfway through our show, so it's time to do a PSA. All right, let's look through the book. All right, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer camera with a webcam and you don't use it, why not just cover it up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, don't let the government spy on you. You never know what's going on behind that computer screen. Anyways, I'm going to keep playing more songs that are sad singer-songwriter types of songs. And the next song I have is kind of a similar vibe to Silver Jews, I would say. It's by Angels of Light, which is like a side project of Michael Girard, who is the like founder of this band called Swans, which is this kind of pretentious like post-rock band from the 90s that's famous on Rate Your Music, so you know it's good music when it's like highly rated on Rate Your Music. But this is Angels of Light, and it's on an album called How I Loved You, and it's much different than your other Swan stuff. It's much more like singer-songwriter-esque, and it's called Untitled Love Song. I really, really like this song, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. pictures on my TV screen. And a home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dreams. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. Morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling. The ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again. Headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile.
This last one was a Neil Young song, so we threw it back a little bit to 1974 from On the Beach, which is part of a trilogy of Neil Young albums all released at the same time called The Ditch Trilogy, which basically it was these three albums. It was Time Fades Away, I think that was the first one, and then On the Beach was the second one, and then the third one was Tonight's the Night. And they're just these three Neil Young albums that are particularly sad and depressing. I don't really know what much more about the backstory, but it's just like the three like super depressing Neil Young albums. But On the Beach is easily my favorite Neil Young album. It's great. It's like very different. Well, we already... I'm here with Charlie from The Ops, and he pulled out the On the Beach record, but we were just listening to Motion Pictures for Carrie. But we have the LP right here. So actually, maybe I'll play another song on vinyl, though, if Charlie here will help me set it up. on the turntable. Play the last song on side B. It's called
Ambulance
Blues. It's a long song, but I figured since we have it right here in front of us on vinyl, it would, you know, might as well just play it. So we're gonna play Ambulance Blues next, and then don't mind the dusting in the background. But I'll just keep talking while Charlie sets this up. Which one is the turntable?
It's on DJ Mix.
Oh, DJ Mix. Okay, great. All right. Ambulance Blues. Here we go.
Magic when we played. The riverboat was rocking in the rain. Midnight was the time for the raid. Oh, Isabella, proud Isabella, they tore down and plowed you under. You're only real with your makeup on. How could I see you and stay too long? All along the Navajo Trail, burnout stubbed their toes on garbage trails. Waitresses are crying in the rain. Will a boyfriend pass this way again? Old Mother Goose, she's on the skids. You ain't happy, neither are the kids. She needs someone that she can scream at. And I'm such a heel for making her feel so bad. I guess I'll call it sickness gone. Hard to say the meaning of this song. An ambulance can only go so fast. It's easy to get buried in the past. When you try to make a good thing last, section. There's room at the top for private detection to mom and dad.
this just doesn't matter. But it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics, sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scenes. And jive alive, and out on the corner it's 5:30, but the subways are empty and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market, and I still can hear him say, you're all just pissing. Don't know it, but you are. And there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind. Never knew a man could tell so many lies. He had a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
So that was Ambulance Blues, the final song on the beach. The last three songs, title track, Motion Pictures, and Ambulance Blues, all like perfect three track run in my opinion. I didn't turn off the turntable, but I'm just gonna let the crackling continue. I feel like it adds aesthetic to my show, just for now until we play the next song. So yeah, Neil Young. The next song I have is by Daniel Johnston, who's a singer songwriter from the 90s, I think, is when he released a lot of his music. The song that I'm playing is "Some Things Last a Long Time" from 1990, released in 1990. Daniel Johnston, his voice is kind of an acquired taste. He has like this sort of like innocent, childish like quality to his singing that I didn't really love at first. But he has a few songs that I like, and I like this one a lot. It's kind of like piano ballad. He was like, I think he had bipolar disorder, and he was also had schizophrenia, so he had some very serious mental health issues that you can kind of hear in the music, and I think that's where his like kind of like sound in his voice comes from. But it's good stuff. This is "Some Things Last a Long Time" by Daniel Johnston. Are bright. So as this last song, or second to last song probably plays, I'm just going to do my little outro. So it's been To Whom You May Concern with me, Sebastian, on WMFO in Medford. And this song is a live version of Like Spinning Plates by Radiohead. Like Spinning Plates is from Amnesiac, which is the album that followed Kid A. And they were recorded at the same time, I believe. And in my opinion, Amnesiac is underrated. I think it's a really good album. It's a lot weirder than Kid A in some ways, but it has a lot of the same ideas and potential, and I think that's very effective. And I really like this version. The studio recording is very, very strange and kind of warped, and lots of effects. I mean, this one is just a piano ballad, and I think it sounds amazing, and I think it was a good thing to follow up after that Daniel Johnston song. And if we have time, I'll play a little bit of Pyramid Song, which is also on Amnesiac, but this is the studio version, which is also a piano ballad and a very interesting time signature. There's a cool YouTube video about it. So, yeah, enjoy these last two songs while they play.
While you